from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, September 26th, I think. I think it's September 26th. Whatever day it is, that's what day of the dog days of podcasting it is. I am in South Beach, Miami. I'm sitting out by these beach volleyball courts, and I don't know what the laws here are, so I have a bottle of Corona in a Yeti knockoff covered with a CVS plastic bag. Let me take a sip of this fine Corona. So we left San Francisco. The plane left at 7:50 a.m. 5 hour flight, a little over like 5 hours and 10 minutes or something. We got here about four or something and got our rental car and then drove to the hotel, which is the Beacon Hotel on Ocean Street or something like that. Pretty neat hotel. This is all at the Art Deco district. I'm assuming it's a tourist district. But there's no, I think my wife and I may be the only white people here. A lot of people here look like, there's a lot of Cuban people. We went to a great Cuban restaurant right behind the Beacon Hotel. Maybe the best Cuban food I've ever had. And I don't know what it was called, but it's on, it's right behind the Beacon Hotel. Everybody here, or all the girls, look like they dress like Cardi B, but they weigh maybe twice the size, weigh twice as much as Cardi B. I don't know how much Cardi B weighs, but there's some big women here, and they're all wearing almost nothing. I swear, almost nothing. So if that's what you're into, friends, come to South Beach. You might have a good time. I'm sitting here looking at the Beacon Hotel right now from where I'm sitting. There's a bunch of little hotels like this. They're all boutique hotels in the Art Deco style. I remember driving down here when I was in Stevie Stiletto. We played down at the Cameo Theater many times. And we had friends down here. We had Belching Penguins were from here. The F-Boys, I think, were from down here. Anyway, there are a bunch of punk rock bands down here. And we would drive from Jacksonville to play the Cameo Theater. And we'd play somewhere in Fort Lauderdale, too. And Tampa and Gainesville, Daytona maybe. Anyway, I remember coming here a long time ago. It looked a lot bigger than it does, but I haven't really done much driving. Here comes two girls now that are wearing almost nothing. One of them weighs about, I'm gonna guess 160, 170. I mean, her friend weighs about, I don't know, 190. There's a woman there who's in her twos. All right, enough of that. And so everybody here is taking selfies, of course. And the Beacon Hotel has, I saw at least two paintings of Al Pacino and Scarface. We went to the Walgreens to get some beer. There's a picture of Al Pacino as Scarface on the wall. And my wife couldn't find the sunscreen she was looking for, so we went to the CVS that's right next to the hotel. And behind the cash register, there's another picture of Al Pacino as Scarface. It's pretty, here comes a girl who weighs about 185. Saw a couple, there's a hot chick going by in rollerblades. That's maybe the third hot chick I've seen. I mean, if large girls who dress like Cardi B are your thing, then there's a lot of hot chicks here. Happens to not be my thing, but hey, what do I know? You know, let me take a sip of this fine Corona. At the Cuban restaurant, I had some oxtail stew over with rice and plantains. The wife had a roast chicken with rice, black beans, and plantains. But we shared both of them. They were both absolutely fantastic. So here I am at the volleyball courts. There's a bunch, looks like some Cuban guys playing volleyball. Here comes a couple of half decent girls walking by. One of them's pushing a stroller. So there's some good looking girls here. Lots of black people, lots of Cuban people, and a few white people. But that's okay, I'm having a good time. I don't see any homeless people here. Saw one guy who looked like he may have been homeless, but there's no tents. There's no shit on the ground. I was listening to some news program a couple days ago, and they were talking about Miami has the lowest crime they've had in like 30-something years. There's a lot of police around, which is probably why there's low crime. There's a girl walking now with a, looks like a chrome bikini. Pardon me, on bourbon, it was fine, Tecate. Barely covering her ass cheeks. Yeah, I'm getting distracted here. Chrome bikini, barely covering the ass cheeks. I wish I could have taken a picture. So here I am. We're going to spend the night here. The wife didn't want to drive to the Keys, and I don't know if we can get in that house tomorrow or tonight anyway. So tomorrow morning, we're going to get our car from the valet. And I hope I gave it to the valet guy. And who knows? The guy's going to take my keys and stole the car. Who knows? I'm going to assume that he didn't. So we're going to get the car in the morning. Maybe go back to the Cuban place and get a Cuban sandwich for the road and have some Cuban coffee. And then hit the road and go to the Keys. So this is just a stopover for the night. Wife never has been to South Beach and she wanted to see what it looks like. And in the dark here, everything's lit up and neon lights. It looks kind of cool. Maybe I'll try to take a picture of it and post it on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. So yeah, tomorrow we head to the Keys and then we start trying for lobster. And I'm just gonna hang out here and finish this beer and then go back up to the room and take a shower and go to bed. I've had a busy day. So short Rock and Roll Geek show tonight. I will check in tomorrow. I'll try to do some audio comments again. Please keep them coming. Just record it on your phone and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I looked on the iTunes for anything that said South Beach in my library. I mean, I on the Apple Music that Joe Pollack gifted me, there's plenty of songs that say South Beach, but they're all the kind of music that I don't listen to. So then I looked for Miami on my phone, on the iTunes on my phone in my library. I found an Against Me song called Miami, and I found a song by Saint Paradise called Miami Slide. That is Derek St. Holmes, the great Rob Grange on bass, a guy named, I think, Denny Carmassi on drums. Is Denny Carmassi play drums? I think so. There you go. That's how it is here at South Beach. All right, family walking by. And there's a hot chick on an electric bike. She looks like she's about 20. Nice family just walked by. They're white. So there's some white people here. I hope that's not racist what I'm saying. I'm just making observations about what people look like. And there's a lady taking pictures in front of me. She's about 2'10". All right, friend. Well, Saint Paradise is what I'm going to play. It's a song called Miami Slide. I think they put out one album. And it didn't do anything, but if you can find it, it's worth picking up. Derek St. Holmes from Ted Nugent, Rob Grange from Ted Nugent, those were the guys from the 70s days. I think Denny Carmassi, I could be wrong on that, but I know it's those two guys from Ted Nugent. This song is called Miami Slide. I will talk to you tomorrow, friends. Have a good Friday. I'm going to. I'm
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.